I'm George Matthews, your host for Victoria Arts. My extra special guest this afternoon is Amy Hicks, Executive Director for the Nave Museum. Good afternoon, Amy.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
The museum is in a big year like everybody else, and you have something special coming up tomorrow.
We did.
This is something that you haven't had before, is it?
It is a new initiative, indeed. It is a closing party for the artists that are currently exhibiting, and we're going to do it Saturday morning from 11 to 12. The artists, Felice House and Dana Younger, will be there. They have a more formal presentation they will do, but it also will be open to questions and dialogue about their process, about their concepts, about their history and art. So it'll be an opportunity for the public and our members to interact strictly with the artists and get their philosophy of their art.
So if I wanted to, if from one particular picture I know that there's a particular blue and I wanted to know how she created that blue, I could go up and ask. She would give away the secret?
I don't know. You're if she'll not, give away the secret.
You won't promise to put away the secret.
I make no promises about secrets. But they will, because they are very articulate artists, they will let you into their process and why one color works with another color. Felice House has a doctorate degree in fine art, and she is a professor at Texas A&M with their master's fine art program. So she's just very articulate. And Dana Younger is a sculptor, lives in Austin. He also is very articulate about his process. He calls himself a process fanatic. And so I think it'll be exciting to get inside a little bit inside the heads of the artists and hear really what makes them tick and what makes this exhibit special to them and how they put it together and
well,
all the things.
Now, of course, this year you've done something a little new. You've put together each one of your exhibits this year is going to have two artists,
correct,
at least two artists.
Correct.
And so this is kind of an opportunity. Again, we have this event and it's two artists to be
correct
able to learn from.
Right, right. And him being a sculptor and her being a painter, and the fact that they're married and they collaborate to form these exhibits. I mean, it's exciting. It's interesting to hear, you know, what makes them tick and, you know, how they put it all together.
So, again, let's say what day, what time for this event?
It is Saturday morning from 11 to 12 at the Nave Museum. On Commercial.
Okay.
Commercial Street. It's the big Greek Gothic building on the
Starting at 11, and then the museum will be open the rest of the afternoon.
Correct. Yes. Then the museum opens. So you're free to wander and visit. And that is the last day that the exhibit will be open. So it's your final chance to see the exhibit.
But at the same time, meet the artist as well.
And meet the artist, exactly.
Sounds like a win-win. Now, what's the name of this?
It's called Art Speak.
Art Speak.
Art Speak.
You know, if you called it Speakeasy, it would be a little...
I'd have to provide some adult beverage.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Which isn't a bad idea. We'll think about
maybe
it,
maybe that
George
for the next time. And if we plied the artist with a little more Speakeasy, you would get maybe a little more information.
Maybe you would maybe get the secrets to that blue.
I could get the secret to that blue.
Yes, indeed.
So, just as a quick look into the future, when is your next exhibit open?
Our next exhibit opens, you would ask me that, it's the end of March.
Okay.
March 29th to the public.
Okay.
And it will be Greg Reuter. He is a sculptor out of Corpus Christi. He was a professor at Texas A&M in Corpus Christi. And Tracy Waldrop. She is a painter, and she does a lot of impressionist, expressionist type painting. So I think they'll be a nice complement to each other. And she's actually from Victoria and lives in Houston now. So
Maybe we can entice her back to come to Victorian.
We might.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks for having me, George.